Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kind of Funny First Impressions. I'm one of your hosts, Blessing Adeoye Jr. And joining me is Soldier First Class, twitch.tv/Andy.
You Cortez. Make these sound cool every time, Bless. Now, the first time, they didn't get to hear the cool thing you said about me because it was for a First Impressions that will not go up because I ruined it.
Yeah, rest in peace, Spellbreak.
Rest in peace, Spellbreak. But this one is going up, Bless, and I'm really excited to talk about it.
Same, man. We're going to talk about some Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, which I'm very excited about. But just let folks know, this is, of course, Kind of Funny First Impressions. Each episode, we join you to talk about and play the new and exciting games that we're able to get our hands on. You can catch it right here on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and on podcast services around the globe. Again, today we're taking a look at Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, which, Andy, you got to go and demo.
Yeah, we did an in-house demo. One of the days that I had to do in review. So the cool thing about it was when you and I played Outriders, coming from People Can Fly Studios, we did a remote in demo where we played similar to how you would play over the cloud, Stadia, sort of, you know, remote access sort of stuff. And it's, you know, a little bit of a lesser experience because you're playing over the internet and the visuals are kind of doo-doo. But Activision was great enough to be like, all right, here's all these accounts. We're going to give you this new account, and then you can essentially download a build of the game that we have running.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, so I was able to play Black Ops Cold War. I was in a Discord with all of the cool kids, man. Like, I was in a Discord with all the big Twitch celebrities. And luckily, they didn't make me play against them, because I would have gotten absolutely worked. But I
was going to say, were you playing against the Dr. Lupos?
No, Nick Merckx was there, Tim the Tat Man, and I hear all their names being called out.
I mean, I hear Tim the Tat Man isn't actually all that great. I hear that it took him forever to win a game.
Well, Fall Guys is a different story. The Call of Duty, he's actually pretty damn good. But luckily, they didn't put me in those lobbies. I was put in the media lobbies with Gene Park from Washington Post, Andrea Renee, your roommate Michael Hyam. I was put in a lobby with all the other media folks. And it was a good time. I had a blaster that we played for quite a while. We got to experience.
That's pretty great. Because you mentioned that we did Outriders and other demos via either like Parsec or whatever the application may be to actually stream it. Call of Duty is one of those games where I feel like you need to have it downloaded. You can't necessarily stream that multiplayer because part of it is how good the controls feel.
Oh, yeah.
And like how good and tight it feels to play.
Absolutely.
And so, Andy, how good and tight does this game feel to play?
I mean, it's great. I mean, it's Call of Duty. There's not a whole lot to say about it other than the formula is still there. I think a lot of the new maps in this multiplayer are really cool and interesting visually, especially with Cold War taking place in the 80s. This sort of map that we're on is Miami, so there's a lot of cool neon lights, very 80s, very Vice City style. And in this game mode is domination, which is essentially there's 3 points, King of the Hill. You want to sort of dominate the 3 points. And throughout this rest of this video, this is all pre-canned. I'm not playing right now, Chad. I'm not playing right now. Look at my hands. I'm not playing right now. This is all edited footage, cut down to about 18 minutes. They won't let us show anything more than 20 minutes. So, yeah, this is the Miami map. It's gorgeous. Like the of course, you could never be surprised when a Call of Duty game looks gorgeous because the art team are at Raven and Treyarch are just absolutely killing it. I got to assume it's both studios, our teams working on it. But yeah, it feels great, man. And the cool thing is that some people play on PC, some people play on PS4. You know, they had the ability to do this cross-play build. Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
This map is Moscow, I believe. And this was, I think, just Slayer, like Deathmatch. Typical sort of 5v5. They sort of ran us through a bunch of different game types. I forgot to capture a couple of the game types at the beginning of the play session, but I was able to capture, because one of the first maps we played happened to be on what immediately became my favorite map, and we'll see that towards the end of the demo, luckily, because we play that at the very end.
Nuketown 4, I'm guessing.
No, it's called
Nuketown 5.
It's called Armada, and it's essentially a bunch of just different warships that you're kind of on, and it's a bigger scale battle. But with Deathmatch, you're sort of, you know, you get what you're used to. Unfortunately, we couldn't show any of the menus. That's something that they weren't allowing us to show for this footage. So I had to cut all that out. But I had a great time, you know, being in the menus and, you know, specking out my weapons. It was really cool being in a Discord with all these really, really good gamers because, oh, here's Michael Hyam. I completely whiff.
Oh, my God.
I completely whiffed this shotgun shot on him. Look at that. How did that not hit, Bless? Come on, man. God. Come on.
Man.
It's embarrassing.
I feel your pain there, though, because that's one of the ones where you should have got it. And, like, I'm not going to say that you were a bad shot there. It's just one of those moments where
it's just that drag snap, you know, the little drag. The really cool thing about being in a Discord with all of these really good games, and there was, like, not only the big streamers, but streamers that are also legitimate pros, the people that are playing in the Call of Duty League, like Skump was in there, and you know, it was crazy seeing all these big names. And after every match, they would go into the Discord and say, "Oh, this gun is the best. This gun with this scope is the best." And everybody had their own sort of input on what weapons were the ones to be using. And so immediately a meta sort of formed within the first 30 minutes of the game because people started picking the same weapons and then people started changing stuff. And yeah, it was really, really cool. But this is, yeah, so Deathmatch ends here pretty soon. I think it's first to 75 kills.
So I want to know, what's your Black Ops history? Because I know you're very much in love with Warzone. You play Call of Duty Modern Warfare. I'm curious on how this one compares to the previous Black Ops games, with this one being during the Cold War.
I mean, so the problem with that is, well, obviously the story mode is something far different. The story mode is going to bring back,
yeah, because they talk about stealth and they talk about, like, yeah, it's gonna be almost like a lower key kind of Call of Duty. Like, it's still gonna have the shooting and stuff that you expect, but they talk about stealth missions.
It's very espionage. It's very,
yeah, espionage. Yeah.
It's very much, you know, I forgot the words they kept on throwing out. Like, this story is about what happens, you know, in behind the scenes or whatever. Very, you know, all those sort of buzzwords I love using. But multiplayer, I don't have a whole lot of experience with Call of Duty because I was ass at it. Ass at it. I remember Modern Warfare 2 coming out, or I played 1 and 2, and I was not very good at either of them. So I was like, I'm a Halo guy. Halo's a game that I'm good at, so that's a game that I stuck with. But it was Warzone that really brought me back to becoming a Call of Duty fan again. And I think I've seen tons of gameplay. It's hard for me to say how certain games feel, and by the way, the game stuttering was not the game's fault. That's me switching between OBS and the game footage, because I always get frame drops whenever I switch between those two things. It's hard for me to say how games feel because I did play on keyboard and mouse. I feel like on controller, I'd probably have better feedback as to how it feels on a controller, because certain games have better aim assist, certain games have just a better feel, but unfortunately, I just played on keyboard mouse, so I don't have a whole lot of feedback for you there.
Does this feel different from Warzone, or do you play Warzone with controller?
No, I play keyboard and mouse on Warzone as well, but I guess in here you don't have armor plates, which is, you know, that's something that's a very Warzone.
It's more of like a battle royale.
Yeah, it's more of a battle royale thing.
Which they didn't go into Battle Royale at all, have they?
No, they have not. And okay, as far as I'm concerned, the event today is only multiplayer. It's only the different modes of multiplayer.
Gotcha.
And you also know that I'm conveniently only highlighting the kills that I got. The smart thing to do.
I mean, if you're the one editing the footage, then you got to show off your good.
But
side,
actually,
you know?
I did. You know,
nobody wants to see a death montage.
I did want to be a fair gamer and show a lot of times that I did get worked as well, because there was this guy in this game named something Nades,
named Greg Miller.
No, God, he wishes. Oh, this guy Caleb Nades. This dude was just fucking wrecking me.
Damn, Caleb.
He was wrecking me all day. He spells Caleb with an O at the end. Very bizarre. Kalob, kind of.
Oh, man.
Kalob. But yeah, I mean, the maps are gorgeous. I think they are designed really intuitively. As far as art goes, obviously, you know, the art team is always doing great. But in terms of just design, in terms of the lanes and the game types, I believe this mode is a hard point, I believe. I think that's what it was.
Hardpoint
is the single sort of spawning point that switches around the map, and you have to go kind of capture it when it's done. And then let's move on to the next map. I was so bad here, by the way.
So far, like, I'm pretty impressed by how colorful this game is. And maybe that's just because I haven't played Black Ops in a while. Like, I really love Black Ops 1 and 2 and 3. Black Ops 4, I skipped. But I remember, like, seeing videos of it and stuff. And it's nice how, especially compared to Modern Warfare last year, this feels like it's more poppy in terms of the colors.
I'd say so. I think that just comes with a different sort of...
Like different sets, yeah, a different
set piece as well, yeah. So we ended up coming back to Miami for what I believe is a brand new mode. Because based on what I've looked up, I didn't see this mode anywhere. And also, people in the Discord lobby were saying, "Wow, that new mode's really, really sick." Oh, did I just completely skip by it? I totally did.
You said, "Fuck Miami, we're going."
I said, "Fuck Miami, dude." I think the mode does pop up later again. I think that was a mistake to show that, because it does pop up later.
What's the mode, though? Because I'm curious. Because I know Call of Duty Modern Warfare came with, like, the 2v2 mode, which I love so much. And I was curious if this one had any new types of modes that would get me in the same way.
It is called VIP. It is very similar to a sort of custom mode that people made custom games and made their own meta when they would play Fortnite. And VIP is essentially 5v5. There are two extraction points on the maps. And this is not VIP.
This is just like capture.
Yeah, this is a ground. I forgot what the hell it's called.
Ground War?
Actually, I have it here. This is Combined Arms. This map is Combined Arms. Yeah, so there's like 5 to 6 capture points at this mode. But gotcha. The VIP mode that we'll see later is essentially... Oh, by the way, Combined Arms, you do have vehicles.
Oh, my God. What a great shot.
Thank you, Blessing. Thank you. I was hoping you'd see that and compliment me.
And I saw tanks in the background on that map, too.
Yeah. Damn, dude. I think I just completely skipped by the VIP mode, honestly. Yeah, I totally did. I totally didn't edit that in. I meant to leave it in. But what VIP mode is, not a whole lot happened in the game anyway, because I feel like... There's not a whole lot of action with VIP. It's 5v5. One person is the VIP each round.
Is this you scrubbing back and forth?
I did that. Yeah, I did that. Yeah.
Okay.
Went back. I went forward and came back. Yeah. I'm a terrible employee, obviously.
No, I mean, it's all good. I was making sure. I was like, man, dude, are we stuck in an infinite loop where you keep going back to the Armada loads?
No. So VIP. There's an offense and defense. It's 5v5. One person is the VIP on one team, and there are two extraction points. And the VIP can only have a pistol, and has a pretty limited arm weapon set. So there was a game in Fortnite that
also,
people
this
would
map
do.
Looks awesome.
Oh, this so,
not to distract,
this is my favorite
like,
one.
This looks fucking.
This
great.
Is my favorite one. Yeah, this is Armada, and it's just like a big. It's three different ships that you can. Get in the water, shoot in the water. You can.
Can you swim? That person just jumped off.
You can swim and shoot in the water.
That's
fucking
awesome.
Crazy. Yeah. But connecting all the ships are sort of little grappling things, like little zip lines going from each ship to each ship. Or you could just find a boat.
That is cool.
This map was the first one we played, but we played Combined Arms on it. And I think this final one ended up being.
This looks kind of like Combined Arms still, because you have like the five.
Yeah, I think it still is combined. You know what? It is Combined Arms, because there was two different modes. They were like the final one. Go to Combined Arms, not the first one we chose. The one on the second bottom of the list. So like, I guess it was something different about them, even though they're both called Combined Arms.
But keep telling me about VIP, because I interrupted you. I want to hear the rest of that.
Oh, it's all good. Yeah, yeah. So VIP, it's essentially, I feel like it's a mode that I'm sure other multiplayer games had it, but when we were all playing Fortnite at the office, there was a mode that got really popular on Twitch called Protect the President, where one person in Fortnite, you'd play squads, and one person is the president, and he would hold a pistol only. And bandages, okay. And the only person that could bandage people. So he was the person who had to heal and only held a pistol.
Oh.
And so it's sort of the same thing for here in VIP mode, where one person one person is the VIP and you're given only a little pistol and you have to just kind of walk around and you have to get the president or the VIP extracted at either of the points. But very much like a Rainbow Six or...
Yeah, that sounds like a very like tactical, yeah. Like, hey, we got to be strategic and communicate with each other.
Now, some of them are on big maps, though, so you can just, you know, you can't just snipe somebody from really far away. And a couple times it happened where not a whole lot of action happened. It'd be 5v5, or I think it's 6v6? Shit. Here, I have it here. I have the doc.
When we had it for a second, it looked like it was 6v6.
Yes, it is 6v6. It absolutely is 6v6. Because there would be times where it'd be 6v6, and then one sniper shot would go off, and it'd be like, the VIP's been eliminated. And that was it. And so, like, you'd go on.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
So it can happen really.
So if people know what they're doing, they can end it.
Yeah, and there are also times where we all would just run to... We'd all just go to one, extract him immediately, and, like, nothing happened. Nobody shot any bullets, because the other team, like, hard pushed to another area. And so,
dude, this underwater fight.
It's really weird. Like, it's crazy, really cool. Dude. It's crazy.
I really dig that.
Yeah, it's really,
and
really
you,
fun.
And you, like, just type somebody from the... That's
yeah,
awesome.
And there's no... I don't feel like there's any accuracy punishment, you know, when you're in the water.
Yeah.
But all the boat stuff is really,
that's
really
neat.
That's
kind of scary, honestly. Like that, if I'm on the ship, that makes me feel like I really need to take cover.
Oh, for sure.
If I'm standing
yeah.
out in the open, and that's Call of Duty in general, right? Like you never really want to be standing out in the open because somebody will get you. But with like with the wide open water and anybody can just be under there and pop out and take you out like that, that's terrifying.
Yeah, it was.
But I really dig it.
It was. You started to learn pretty quickly because the first round we played on this map, Armada, nobody was using snipers. Because it was just the loadout, nobody was really used to it. Everybody just went with ARs. As soon as people started picking up snipers, it became a different game. And so you just yeah. started knowing where to hide and what areas were going to be sort of off limits. And if I go over here, they're going to see me on a boat. So I just got to like not be anywhere near there.
Yeah. And I saw like a second ago, you just sniped somebody who's in water.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. Like as they were diving down, because you knew they were down there. And so that changes up the way in which you go about like approaching the situation. This is the way you want to play, and the different loadouts you want to use. That's really cool.
Yeah,
I'm really digging this.
It's super neat. Yeah, I'd say this map was definitely my favorite. I think just because it is so different. I don't know if we've, again, I don't have a whole lot of experience, obviously, with a lot of the Call of Duty multiplayers.
The Call of Duties I've played, I've never done a map like this. I'm sure there probably has been. I didn't play much of Black Ops 4, and that sounds like something that could have been in Black Ops 4, but either way, like, this still feels like a fresh idea. I'm all in for it.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. But yeah, I'd say this map is probably my favorite. Combined Arms is a blast. I also have a couple of the notes of the... Kill Confirmed was another map game mode that we played on Satellite, which was the sort of deserty looking map that we had earlier. I think that map takes place in Africa. So Kill Confirmed, classic, you know, game type. Even I'm familiar with that one. Is this the moment where I see a shark? Yeah, I saw a shark here. Look at this shit. Did you see that?
Wait, was it like there for like a split second? Hold on. Yeah, I think I saw it just then.
Hold on. I might have to, you know, I'm gonna slow play this.
Oh, damn. Freeze frame.
I'm gonna
see that
slow
shark.
Play this shit. And
do you think the shark can eat you?
I don't know. I wish I would have had time. I wish the Jabroni wasn't shooting me because I would have tried to shoot it. There it is right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
And
that's really cool.
I legitimately put in the Discord. I was like, there's fucking sharks in this? And then everybody's like, nuh-uh. And I was like, yeah, dude, there's sharks in this game. It was crazy. I couldn't believe
God,
it.
I saw a shark.
It was crazy.
Like, no, he's crazy.
Yeah, and so a bunch of people awesome. Then tried to go find the shark, but then they were just like being killed by people actually trying to win. And it's like, nah, just let us explore, bro.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, I had a blast with this. Again, this isn't the multiplayer mode I will be playing predominantly. It will be Warzone. When eventually Cold War gets integrated in Warzone,
you think that's how they're going to do it? Or have they? I forget if they've talked
that,
about it.
Yeah,
or not,
that is like, that's what they told us at the event. They said that Warzone will sort of be the central point between
like the conduit
Call of Duty's,
to which...
yeah, and so things will be integrated in there somehow, whether it's, you know, different map areas or
characters. So rest in peace, Blackout, then.
Yeah,
unless like they rebrand Warzone as like Warzone Blackout for season two or whatever, or however they do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it seems like Blackout's not really making a comeback.
I don't think so. I know that some people still play Blackout, but I still feel like Warzone, just based on the popularity, based on the amount of streamers playing it, it's just it's the.
I mean,
hot
the fact
game,
that it's free to play and anybody can get it, right? Blackout, I believe you had to get. Maybe correct me if I'm wrong. You had to get Black Ops to actually play Blackout.
I thought it was free. Maybe I don't know.
It might have been. Maybe I was off. Or maybe I'm off.
We're bad at our jobs. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah,
bless.
Still, really cool to see that this could be the future of Call of Duty, where like they just integrate this game to Warzone, and Warzone just grows and evolves that way, because I think that's a really smart idea. Andy, before we wrap up this video, this first impressions, do you have any final thoughts on Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War?
I'm extremely excited about it. I think now that I've sort of found a better footing and area of skill when it comes to PC... when it comes to keyboard and mouse, I'm definitely going to be playing it. Absolutely. Right here where it cuts to black, that's where I typed in chat. I just saw a shark and then the game crashed.
It's like, motherfucker, it's a shark. I saw
a shark a couple of minutes ago and then the game just totally crashed on me. And then luckily it was the final match. So, you know, not a whole lot was lost, but game crashed, OBS crashed, everything just crashed. So I was like, oh, fuck. Luckily the file saved. I'm super excited. It was a blast to play alongside a bunch of people that I know through the internet. and it was cool seeing, you know, familiar names and stuff like that in the Discord. So it was a blast, and I definitely cannot wait to see what else they bring. You know, I'm not sure if I think there were a couple modes that we still didn't play, a couple maps we didn't see. So
they still, I don't have they, have they shown up zombies, do you know?
No, they have not.
Because Black Ops usually comes with zombies. And so
yeah,
I'm sure
yeah,
they,
zombies is absolutely confirmed. They just have not really showed off much about it.
Awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let us know what you think of Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War. Of course, this game is coming out November 13th on next gen and current gen and PC, coming from Treyarch. Until next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Andy Cortez, and it's been our pleasure to serve you.